Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce Podcast. Today, we're talking about a reality that many people find hard to believe. The Philippines remain one of only two places in the world, alongside the Vatican, where divorce is still illegal. This Time Magazine article, "The Long Fight to Legalize Divorce in the Philippines," follows women like Heidi Delilah Guerrera, who has been separated from her husband for more than a decade, but remains legally married, unable to reclaim her name, fully control her property, or move on without legal risk. It's a powerful reminder of how deeply divorce laws, or the lack of them, can impact personal freedom, safety, and economic stability. So in the Philippines, couples who wish to separate are often limited to annulment or legal separation, both of which keep the marriage legally intact. So the difference between annulment, legal separation, and divorce are pretty large. So an annulment nullifies the marriage. So it like never existed usually, and that's really in the eyes of the church, but certain states might have very specific statutes. But yes, annulment basically erases it. So, and that is usually pretty tough to get because it has certain steps. Legal separation is generally a legal document stating the day that you are separated and you're living separately, even though you remain married. And that's going to vary. Like Florida, we don't have a legal separation. So I'm not as specific on that, but I do know other states do require it. And there are certain things. You can't just say, hey, we're separated. You actually must physically live separate and file something to that effect. And then, of course, divorce. And that is when the marriage is legally, you know, separated, legally ended. So that's different from the annulment, because the annulment is like it never existed in the eyes of the church or the law. The divorce, it existed and now it has ended legally. And that matters for various reasons to different people, but obviously legal separation, you're still married. So if you don't want to be married, that's not going to achieve what you're trying to do. Now, Heidi alleged abuse and infidelity, but was denied an annulment due to the very high legal burden of proof, which generally is very high as far as all I'm aware of is what the church requires, because like I said, Florida, we don't really have a statute that defines legal annulment, but I'm not surprised. And so how do strict evidentiary standards disproportionately impact survivors of abuse, especially women? Well, clearly, it's harder for women. And if you are the victim of abuse, it's going to be even more difficult. And when you have high legal burdens of proof, it makes it very difficult to prevail on your case. Annulments can cost thousands of dollars, placing them out of reach for many families. And, you know, and this is a big deal when we talk about access to divorce or your lack of it. That does become an economic justice issue because you are unable really to move forward with your life. You are tied to this man that you may not want to, and that is going to affect you financially. Now, it may be that he is still required to support you, but he may also incur a lot of debt that then becomes marital. And when you're not living together, and you're like, well, what does it matter for divorce? Well, it does. Like, you are still legally attached to this person. And if you don't want to live with them, you don't want to be married to them, you should get divorced from them. But without divorce, spouses may still retain property rights over each other and face criminal penalties for new relationships in the Philippines, for example. You know, and again, these outdated marriage laws are going to disproportionately affect women who typically have less rights, and they are the ones who are wanting to be free, and often they are the victims of abuse. The abuser wants to keep them right there as their victim, but the victim of that abuse wants to get out. These kind of laws prevent them and probably end up harming them and creating more deaths than there should be. And of course, the Philippines' resistance to divorce is deeply influenced by religious institutions. And that gets into a whole, you know, conversation of the separation of church and state, which it should be, you know, governments should balance those kind of beliefs, but with civil rights and personal safety, and not have them dictate the laws that affect people. Advocates argue that current laws trap people in harmful marriages, and it's true. And, you know, you, at least in the United States and in a country like us, you have the ability to get a divorce. And it's just shocking that in this day and age, there are still countries that prohibit divorce in certain cases. Lawmakers have proposed multiple divorce bills, but political and cultural resistance remains strong in the Philippines. So, you know, it is something that hopefully will change over time, but it's going to have to be a change in the societal views and who they elect to do that. But the strong influence of religion over that country is probably then always going to take a precedent. I hope this episode has given you perspective on how divorce laws, or the absence of them, can shape lives in profound and lasting ways. For more insight into how legal systems can amplify power imbalances and leave individuals vulnerable during separation, go back and listen to episode 141, How to Navigate International Child Custody Disputes in Divorce. Thank you for listening. Before we wrap up, I want to share something personal. On February 17th, my book, Unbreakable Divorce, will be released on Amazon. I wrote this book for the woman who feels scared, unsure, or quietly asking herself what comes next. After walking along so many women through divorce, I know this season can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to break you. Unbreakable Divorce is a reminder that even here, you are strong, capable, and not alone. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.